I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, July 30th. The salary issue for the Quincy mayor and city councilors may eventually end up in court. A group of residents is trying to get a question on the November 4th ballot, seeking to roll back the mayor's salary from $285,000 to $183,000 per year, and also change the way future pay raises are approved. City Solicitor Jim Timmons says state law may supersede a ballot question. However, he is still exploring the law. In the meantime, Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises are collecting signatures in an effort to get the question on the ballot this year. The group says they need the signatures of at least 5,400 registered Quincy voters to get the question on the ballot this year. They're asking for volunteers to help collect the signatures by September 23rd. The ballot question would set the mayor's salary at $183,000, would not change the increase in city councilors' pay to $43,500, would set 2% increases for both every year, and also require any change to that system be approved by voters. Police are seeking the public's help after a man with missing teeth grabbed a female victim as she walked home in Marshfield this past weekend in an attempt to abduct her. The victim, whose age was not released, told police the assault happened last Saturday night as she was walking home on Ocean Street. Investigators are reviewing surveillance video from local businesses and residences. At about 11 o'clock Saturday night, officers were dispatched to a home off of Ocean Street in the Wrexham area for a report of an assault that took place earlier that evening. Short time earlier, about 9:45 Saturday night, the victim told police she noticed an older model white pickup truck with no license plates that kept driving past her. She told police that a passenger then got out of the truck and grabbed her wrist. She managed to break free. The truck left the area. She ran away, leaving the male suspect on the ground. The victim called police a short time later. Police and a canine searched the area for the suspect unsuccessfully. The victim describes the suspect as a skinny white male in his 60s, standing around 6 feet tall with dark hair and a mullet style. He was wearing a white tank top and was missing some teeth. The victim told police the man may have injuries or marks on his face as a result of her fighting him off. She told police both the suspect and the driver of the truck had a similar appearance and both were around the same age. Five teenagers are in custody after Braintree police say they crashed a stolen SUV into one of their cruisers. Happened about 9:30 yesterday morning as the teens were doing donuts in the Grossman's Shopping Plaza parking lot. Police said the teens were driving a Kia that police say had been recently stolen in Boston. When officers showed up, the Kia took off the wrong way down a one-way street. An officer attempted to use a cruiser to block their escape, and the SUV crashed into the front of the cruiser right near Tefanction Toyota. The teens fled on foot. One of the teens tried to escape through a parking garage by jumping from one level onto a parked car and damaging its hood. All five teens, aged 14 to 16, were apprehended and will be in juvenile court. Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital Milton has been named by U.S. News and World Report a 2025-2026 Best Hospital and received five high-performing ratings in the group's annual Best Hospital Report. U.S. News evaluated more than 4,400 hospitals across 15 adult specialties and 22 procedures and conditions. Only 13% of evaluated hospitals earned a Best Hospitals designation. BID Milton was rated as high-performing in five adult procedures and conditions: congestive heart failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, hip replacement, knee replacement, and pneumonia. To determine the best hospitals, U.S. News analyzed each hospital's performance based on measures such as risk-adjusted mortality rates, preventable complications, and the level of nursing care. The best hospitals' rankings measures patient outcomes using data from over 800 million records of patient care. A new filing from the Suffolk District Attorney's Office has revealed that hundreds of criminal cases are on track to be possibly dismissed as defendants are unable to get court-appointed lawyers. Bar advocates are currently on strike due to a pay dispute, which has already led to the release of dozens of defendants. Massachusetts lawmakers say talks are underway, but bar advocates say they're being shut out of them. Bar advocates want a pay raise, and until they get one, they are refusing new clients. On Monday, House Speaker Ron Mariano said it's not a traditional negotiation because they are individual contractors. Senate President Karen Spilka said she hopes it's resolved soon. Over 100 cases have already been dismissed in Suffolk County because defendants were not given court-appointed lawyers after 45 days. Some defendants were also released from jail. State lawmakers have indicated that the bar advocates' demands amount to $100 million. And Speaker Mariano noted that reaching the consensus among the various bar advocates has been challenging. Senate Republicans say they will meet with bar advocates today to try to find a path forward. Hundreds of tenants from across Massachusetts descended on Beacon Hill yesterday to show their support for rent stabilization legislation, which proponents see as a crucial tool to tackle the housing affordability crisis and prevent residents from being displaced from their communities. The rally on the Grand Staircase came just ahead of a Joint Committee on Municipalities and Regional Government hearing that features a Senator Pat Jaylen bill that would enable cities and towns to limit rent hikes to the rate of inflation and with a cap of 5%. It also bans no-fault evictions. Jaylen's proposal incorporates exemptions for owner-occupied buildings with four or fewer units, public and subsidized housing, college dorms, newly constructed buildings, and facilities that provide residential elderly care. 17 lawmakers have signed on to the bill. The legislature and Governor Healey last session teamed up to pass a major new housing production law, and in the process left rent control proposals, which are opposed by the real estate lobby, on the sidelines. The House bill from Representatives Dave Rogers and Samantha Montano was initially sent to the Joint Committee on Municipalities and Regional Government, although it was redirected to the Housing Committee and has not yet heard a hearing. Those lawmakers pushed last session were sent to study, part of a longstanding trend on Beacon Hill, in which top Democrats have eschewed rent control measures, including a Boston Home Rule petition. A 1994 ballot referendum banned rent control in Massachusetts. Well, the Wally Beach Wednesdays free concert series continues tonight on Wollaston Beach in Quincy with a performance by Ireland the Band featuring traditional and modern Irish music. The free concerts are held Wednesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wollaston Beach, across from the Clam Box through August 27th, being presented by the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 204 points. The Nasdaq dropped 80, and the S&P lost 18. Shares mixed in Asia after the U.S. and China ended their latest round of trade talks without a deal. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil up to $69 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Twins 8-5, and they will wrap up their series in Minnesota at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The National Weather Service forecast: the heat advisory remains in effect through 8 o'clock tonight, with hot, humid conditions today and a high of 96. For tonight, muggy and a low of 70. Tomorrow, cloudy with afternoon showers, high 79. Showers on Friday and a high of 69. Saturday, mainly sunny, high 78. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves. Northeast winds at 5 knots will become southeast later today at a high tide at 4:18 this afternoon. Sunrise at 5:35, sets at 8:04. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, July 30th.